This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Peter Rosenberg!
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hello. Hi. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ENN.
What?
Yeah, sure.
On TV.
Yeah, it's on TV also.
Yeah.
I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
They made that terrible signing. Well,
oh, no. And I'd also like to say good evening to Don.
The Knicks fan is saying that this is a disappointing year.
Don has the, twas the sports year in, what is it again?
That's a sign of a co-host that's simply interested. You know what I mean? Very, very focused.
Like, flush it.
Sure you do. We did spend a lot of time talking about Spike Lee, if you're just joining the program here. A lot of people upset yesterday at Spike's display of fanship for Steph Curry, or at least the celebration of Steph becoming the all-time three-point leader on the garden floor last night, and now there's visuals of Spike Lee getting down on his backside, getting down on his knees at some point to hold up the phone and take pictures of Steph Curry from behind. Now, we had Spike on the program earlier, and we discussed it, and here's some of the great things that were said.
You should have stormed out of that building, sick and tired of this team losing, sick and tired of this team being a prop.
I can multitask.
Of course, this was also said.
The Knicks fan is saying that this is a disappointing year.
Now, I was sent this, too. There's another post that that Spike posted.
Tell us.
It's a picture. It looks like a signed scorecard from last night's game from Steph. A gift to Spike Lee. Hashtag history. Signed Steph Curry.
Beautiful.
Bing bong.
It's a little fan-like though, no?
You know what? You spend $2,000 a seat, you can do what you want. I'm on Team Spike.
No matter what.
If he wants to take pictures, it's his call.
But you still wouldn't have laid down on the ground.
There's very few people I'd lay down for.
Go ahead. Let's start a list.
Go ahead.
No, I can't even think of any.
This is Gil.
Maybe Gil.
Oh. And he talked up this iconic picture, and it's
I love Spike. It's average.
It's a
people
nice.
People are. Someone tweeted me. Goes, you guys don't know what you're talking about. Steph's looking off to the right. You can see the adoring fans. Some people are wearing masks, so that'll be historic. First of all, those aren't really fans. It's just media standing there with microphones. It's like camera operators. It's not even like you have the crowd really in view.
And also the way Spike was explaining it, you know, all the risks he took with do the right thing. He was creating history. That shot of Steph is going to be lost after, you know, Instagram goes away one day.
Also, I don't even know that he posted. You remember how he said that the hero shot you get shooting up from the ground?
No, that's the one that you see.
I don't think so, though. It doesn't even look like that shot's from the ground. Looks kind of like almost, you know, waist level. But I guess that's where he was holding the phone.
I don't know.
Listen, it's not the end of the world. The bigger issue is New York has a great player who's doing historic things. The problem for people is his name's Kevin Durant, and he's doing it in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
So while everyone was busy, you know, slobbering and falling all over themselves to celebrate Steph last night, across the bridge, KD was leading a team of jabroni pumple ducks because everyone was out. To a big victory over Toronto.
I wonder if in quiet moments when he's talking with Rich Kleiman, he said, well, what did I do? I came here with Kyrie. He doesn't even play.
Right.
And I'm having an MVP season that no one has ever performed like this after an Achilles injury like I had. And I'm doing it in anonymity, a mere couple of miles away from Madison Square Garden, when Madison Square Garden would have given me anything. And the Knicks would have been just as relevant if he had gone there. So I wonder if he regret. He would never admit that he would regret.
He could have gotten Harden. They could have gotten Harden in to the Knicks, no? Could they have had enough things to move to get Harden to?
It's a good question. Did you see, speaking of Durant, so Skip Bayless, did you see this? Is this in the...
Oh, yeah, this is next.
Okay.
There you go. Good work,
did you
though.
See it, Don?
No.
Oh, you freaks.
Very interesting. Skip Bayless last night.
I'm not a creepo. You're a creepo.
I love KD, guys, sometimes. I love him. His vindictiveness can never be underappreciated.
Endless.
It's endless.
Yeah.
Skip Bayless tweets. The best player on the planet was at it again tonight in Brooklyn, going assassin in overtime for the COVID-rocked Nets. Nothing like Kevin Durant. You watch Bron?
So, for background.
No, I know. He hates LeBron.
Skip hates LeBron.
Yeah, right.
So he's just completely trolling LeBron. But then Kevin said, hold my beer.
KD retweets this post from Skip Bayless and just adds the comment, I really don't like you.
Because one thing I've seen from Kevin, he does not like this is the best since, or he doesn't like being compared to others. He looks at them as, you know, those are his compadres.
Right. And him and LeBron
are
close.
Yeah, he's not looking for that smoke. So why skip putting him in the middle of it?
Yeah.
So he answered back beautifully.
Good. Love it.
I know Michael won't say anything, so let me talk to Don. Is there anything worse and creepier than the persona that Bayless puts on?
Oh, I know.
Pictures of him posing, like standing there with his gold chain, turtleneck, and Jordans on.
Trying too hard, bro.
I mean, that drop was made for Skip Bayless. It's awkward.
I think he makes $9 million a year.
Wow, so that justifies being a tool. But, like, you know the kind of tool where the big construction worker's got to turn that big bolt, and so it's a wrench that you, like, put over on your shoulder. Like, he's that tool size. So everybody hates him. He's a deplorable human being. He has zero skills
at
what he
does.
Stephen
A. loves him.
So Stephen A. loves him. He makes $9 million. So he's a great person.
But you know just
what?
Stephen
A. is a great person. But you know what? Bad job out of Stephen. He's a bad person. The things, the people that he rips, those lies that he tells just to try to get a buzz, to try to create things. He's just an awful, deplorable human being.
And by
being.
The way, Fox.
Steve's got to do a better job.
FS1 spends all that money. To have him.
Right.
Right.
Show me the ratings.
Each million he makes represents a viewer.
Because he's big on social media and people like to make fun of him.
Yeah.
I don't think people watch that show. I don't think they do.
He has convinced me to do stuff. You know, like he tweets out those pictures, and sometimes when he's weightlifting, I'm going to do a lot of thirst trap pictures.
No, you should.
During the vacation.
And wearing sneakers.
No, but shirtless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he do shirtless too?
Oh, I've seen it. Yeah. When he lifts weights.
He's a maniac.
Yeah, I'm thirst trap.
He's
thirst
a
trap
he's a,
holiday.
He's a sick. I forgot.
I just feel like doing a thirst trap.
Someone made me laugh on Twitter when they posted one of his pictures of him like leaned over like that, and he just wrote, "This is a sick, sick man. He's a lunatic." So, attaway, KD. Good for you. Mm. Speaking of sick, sick individuals,
but he must do something for Fox, though.
He does,
because obviously it infuriated Aikman.
But the money?
That they hired him because of the stuff that he's intimated about Aikman in books. Aikman hates him.
Yeah.
And Aikman's one of the more valuable people that worked for Fox. They still hired him, even though he articulated he didn't like it.
That is really a good point. I have a friend at Fox. I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
You know Rupert or Lachlan?
Neither. Oh. By the way, how much do you think Rupert even knows about? Well, I guess he knows about Bayless because they spent a lot of money on him.
That's pocket change for Murdoch, what they paid Bayless.
But Peter's right. If it's not resulting in ratings, what do they
spend
all the money for?
But they are resulting in ratings. They'd probably get a zero in that time slot if he wasn't there.
And they get a point four and a half?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't come close to First Take, but it's closer than it would be with somebody else.
On TV.
And you know what? If he was so bad, didn't ESPN offer him a truckload of money to come back?
But they know that you put him with Stephen A., and it's a huge deal that you're bringing them back together and putting them on a channel that people can actually find. That's the thing. He would become much more valuable paired with Steven on an ESPN property. But you're right. I mean, they spend money on him, so there's some value, I guess.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Speaking of sick individuals, I have two versions of sick individuals with regard to the Washington football team. One, the literally sick individuals, their COVID-19 list, they continue to add players at a ridiculous number. They've placed 14 players on the COVID list this week, including 8 on Wednesday, bringing the total to 18 as they prepare for the Eagles. So this Washington situation, this is starting to resemble the soccer game when Philadelphia played NYCFC in that semifinal. That's the level we're getting to now. 18 players. Both teams are 6-7. Right now, Washington has the 7th and final playoff spot. So this is a monster game. But Coach Rivera says he's heard nothing on the possibility of canceling said game. Of the 18 players, 9 were possible starters on Sunday. Washington also has 13 players on injured reserve. 2 are on both lists. That's never good, by the way.
It's amazing how it's come roaring back. And it can't just because of Thanksgiving. I'm sorry. I'm not buying that.
No.
This is not coming back just because of Thanksgiving. These players, come on. They're probably doing the same thing they've been doing the whole time. They probably didn't have 30 people over for Thanksgiving. It's just back in a vengeance.
And do we know if any of these are Omicron?
Don't know. Omicron.
Don said or earlier.
I don't know.
It's wrong. It's Omicron. It's like saying you're going after the French president and you don't like what he did. You go, oh, Omicron.
Dear God.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So they don't know if this is Omicron.
I don't know. I haven't read it.
Because that's what I'm hearing is that it sounds like some of the vaccines are not good when it comes to the variants.
And that variant. They're fine with Delta.
But it's also,
you have to have a booster, it seems.
Also, I'm told, this is what I'm hearing from sources. No,
your COVID sources.
Yeah, my COVID sources.
Okay.
No better combo against the variants than J&J mixed with Pfizer. In limited testing, which
has
been so far.
Why, that's because you have.
No, that's not why. Am I happy because it's what I have? Yes, but that's what I've heard. That said, I have walked into a couple of different COVID dens and walked out pretty good shape.
Bang!
But we did know that it was going to spike, not just because of Thanksgiving, but the weather's getting colder. People are spending more time inside.
Yeah.
It's kind of what happens.
But the weather, for the most part, has been fairly mild.
Well, here.
Right.
But you're not, you know, if you're going to have a family outing, it's probably not going to be outside in the pool. It's going to be inside.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Thanksgiving was, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, that's how
long,
nice weather.
But that too. Is how long it would take for us to know that there was a spike from Thanksgiving.
3 weeks?
Yeah, isn't it about that?
No, you get it right away.
No, I remember spikes at the beginning of this. They would say, oh, it's happening right now. Let's wait and see in few weeks if the numbers go up.
Well, you have to, if you're exposed to somebody that they say it could be up to 14 days.
Right.
Well, if we're 3 weeks and you got exposed on Thanksgiving Day, we're a week removed from.
I think they used to say that about 3 weeks about people dying.
No.
If they got it, this is before vaccines and everything, then you would see the spike numbers on hospitalizations and people dying.
Oh, yeah, maybe right. This
but
see the
you go to a Thanksgiving dinner, you get it. 7 weeks, you're positive,
don't know it.
7 days, you're positive, don't know it. Give it to Michael, you know, and then Michael, 7 days later. So I guess it's
so you
just,
could see how it could take a few weeks for it to spread.
I guess for the people that were initially infected on the day of Thanksgiving, they're either done with it or have already been sick. But
here's
spread it to in that span of time.
The main thing is this. Most people are not like Michael, who will see a spike and drastically change your behavior again. Most people have made the decision that they are going back to life, especially if they've been vaccinated. Right? They're like, hey. And by the way, the people who are unvaccinated, they decided to never go for a major change, period. So now you have the people who are vaccinated going, listen, and I'm not really separating myself from that. I've probably done that too often too. I know things are changing, but I got my booster, so I'm still going to go to restaurants. I'm fine.
Sure.
And we could be spreading it.
And last Thanksgiving, you didn't have that because nobody was vaccinated.
And most people didn't do anything on Thanksgiving.
So they acted accordingly. But you're like, a lot of people took the vaccine as a get-out-of-jail-free card. And also, how many people were vaccinated that no longer are vaccinated? They just got lazy and didn't get their booster.
Yeah, because they, again, and to defend them, they thought that it would be good for longer. And it turns out it's not.
And then now it's inconvenient. It's not as easy. You got to make an appointment. You know, when you first had the booster, you just walk into a CVS and get it. Now you got to make an appointment. And now it's the middle of the holidays. And do you want to stop and go get a shot when you've got the, you know, shopping to do and different things you have to get
now,
going?
From one kind of sick and the Washington football team to another kind of sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I mean, DC radio was only talking about one thing. And, of course, that is the report that Dan Snyder tried to interfere with the Beth Wilkinson investigation of the Washington football team.
What?
Yeah. According to the Washington Post, the story is that Snyder tried to prevent a woman who's accused him of sexual misconduct from speaking with Beth Wilkinson as part of her investigation. The report prompted two members of Congress who had already asked the NFL for transparency on the probe to now ask the league to provide evidence of Snyder's interference with the investigation.
And I think Goodell just came out a while ago and said didn't impact the investigation.
This isn't going to go away. He's just going to have to keep, you know, do you think that he just assumes one day I'll win and people will like me? Because why do you continue to fight? You guys don't understand. From the moment this came out yesterday, every radio station, it's just Snyder. People want him to go.
Yeah, but he's got the support of Jerry Jones, who's the big mover and shaker.
Isn't that ironic, too?
Yeah.
Think about the irony. We already hate this man who owns the team. And the reason we're stuck with this guy that we hate is because he's buddies with the owner of the team we hate most.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it perfect?
Yeah.
It's like the perfect storm of disgusting. Let's do something good to turn this into cheers.
Why don't you give away a gift?
You know what? The WWE Holiday Tour is coming to the Garden. You know, and you know what never disappoints?
Listen to the sleigh bells.
Yeah, you hear the sleigh bells?
Yeah.
Because when it comes to WWE in the Garden, you're never going to leave disappointed. You're always going to be satisfied.
Are you part of this show?
I'm not. I will be in Palm Springs. I love the holiday shows at the Garden, though. This is December 26th. You have WWE champion Big E taking
on Kevin Owens.
You have Raw Women's champion Becky Lynch taking on Bianca Belair. And you can win a pair of tickets right now by being the first caller at 888-987-ESPN. 888-987-3776. It's all brought to you by the WWE Holiday Tour. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. And for anyone out there who's never been, December 26th, it is such a good time. The live show just has there's like a very personal, local New York feel to the Garden show the day after Christmas.
Can you do me one favor?
Sure I can.
When you're in Palm Springs, just take a picture of Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby's old houses. I'd like to see those.
Do you want me to do that?
Yeah, I'd like that. Yeah.
Miss Hatton's coming. She's going to bring her cameras.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Maybe I'll get you a
classic. She can send me other pictures,
right,
too.
No.
Like.
See, isn't that strange?
And what you do, you lay down on the street, take a picture of the house, and it'll look iconic because it'll be shot.
A hero shot, they call it.
Yeah, hero shot.
Yeah.
It's a really, really good point. Also,
You ordered a hero for a holiday meal, right?
That's right.
So why don't we send that hero shot out on Twitter?
Oh, that'd be a good idea.
That's a great hero. Yeah. Don, lay on the floor and take a picture of the sandwich.
Yeah, and we'll take a picture of you taking a picture of the sandwich.
Jalen Hurts' availability, by the way, Andrew, for this Sunday is unclear. Right now, him and Gardner Minshew are splitting first-team reps.
Andrew, ruin everything.
Do you believe that Eagles fans want Jalen to play this critical game for the Eagles, or do you think they want Gardner Minshew to play?
I think it's Jalen. But it's probably 60-40. It's probably pretty close. And I would say Jalen, too. But if it's Minshew, my opinion as to whether or not they can win doesn't change all that much, is what I'd say.
What a lukewarm analysis.
Yeah, that was something.
He's given up on his team. He really has.
That's the truth. I don't know what you want me to say something different that's a lie?
Yes, please.
Hurts has never been great enough to sustain, a player like Minshew, who's a lightning rod, having a great performance, and of all fan bases, the Eagles fan base, of course they're going to get excited for him.
Hurts. He tries harder.
I don't know. What's the reference?
From the old Hurts rent-a-car ads.
Right.
Hurts, we try harder.
When was that their catchphrase?
It was right before OJ, right?
Pre-OJ,
OJ, by the way, off of parole, I guess.
He is?
He's completely free now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe
this is the Vegas incident.
Of course.
Yeah.
Arizona Cardinals are...
We were told Michael was wrong. It was Avis.
Avis, we try harder?
Yes. So I guess they didn't try hard enough because you didn't remember.
Wow. Well, then forget what I said.
How do you confuse Avis and Hertz?
Oh, gee, they're two rental car companies, one and two. How did I do it? What a moron I am.
I know. So that's what you said. But if you ran into the CEO of Hertz.
Right.
And you said, oh, my God, I used to love when your catchphrase was, we try harder.
He's a nice man.
And they went, that's actually Avis. You know what it's the equivalent of? Oh, my God, Michael Kay, I love your show. I loved when you were on with that the Mad Dog. That's what it is. It's not equivalent.
But I get it. I get it all the time. Yeah, oh, Michael, I love it. It's high. It's far. Yep. It's gone.
Oh, I know you do. You do get it.
So I live it. I live the horror.
It's so bad, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Horror. When people do that, though. And honestly, how many times a year do you think someone comes up to you and goes, it's high?
At least 10. And John gets a lot of C's.
And John goes,
and just laughs and walks away.
But what do you do?
I go, that's not me, that's John. Because if you're going to make that mistake, I really want to expose you and make you know you've just made a mistake.
And you're a fraud. Just know that you're a fraud.
Not a fraud.
But
just
isn't it the worst? Here's the thing that I get.
Because John and I don't look alike. We don't sound alike.
This is a first world problem. I understand. But isn't it the worst when someone's truly excited to see you?
Mm-hmm.
They go, oh, my God, Michael Kay, the New York Yankees. I'm the biggest fan. It is high. It is far. So they're excited. They love you, and they get it wrong.
But I don't really say it in a nasty way.
That's
John. That's not me. But thank you.
Yeah, Michael's not rude.
I'm not rude.
If nothing
John
else.
John goes, ha, 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 walks away.
Well, you know what? That'll do it for ENN.
No, yeah. Too short.
I was left wanting.
I was going to tell you about DeAndre Hopkins being gone for the rest of the year, but that seemed like a good way to end this.
Yeah, it really did. It does. It really does. By the way, there's a feud going on, a three-way feud.
Excuse me?
Carlin and Don have splintered, and then I did something on yesterday's show, and now Carlin hates me.
Wait.
Yeah.
Hold on. And you know that I'm working with Carlin next week.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So he'll fill you.
What did he do to you?
He didn't do anything. I did something to
him. What
did
he say?
We were talking. What was the name of the song?
Joanne.
I do not have
Joanne,
a neck.
Because I thought Mike Nesmith wrote Different Drum, a song I really like. It's been in my head forever. Linda Ronstadt, Stone Ponies. And then Don said he also wrote a song called Joanne that was a.
Which got to 1970, got to number 21 in the top four.
So Chris Carlin texts me and said, Joanne, really getting that young demo, aren't you? But. He sent it to me.
Yeah.
So I read it and I said, oh, look, Carlin has rung in. Joanne, you really going after that young demographic, Don. I added Don because I didn't say Joanne.
I was going to say Joanne.
And then he calls up. He didn't even have a show after our show yesterday and just crushes me. He said, I was saying it to you. I never added the word Don. I just put the word Don to amplify it. But he had to be talking about Don because Don's the one who said it.
But really, he was trying to just take a shot at the whole show. Now Don thinks that he's
furthering. Well, Don, he's gone.
Well, I was upset. Just again, I don't understand why you've got to tell these jokes behind my back.
Why not Why not text you both?
Yeah, but the reason Carlin said this time was because it was directed at Michael. Although it was something I said, I was very confused. But
yeah,
I enjoyed Michael getting beat up.
There's no way it could be directed at me. I didn't even know the song.
So now you hate Carlin.
No. He hates me. I can't hate him.
Carlin hates you.
Yeah.
Shut up, fatty.
But
well,
we
time
have
to
Carlin
move on.
Coming on today, no? He's on.
Yeah, he'll be
He's
on today.
7:45. And then him and I are together next week, which is everyone gets excited when Rosenberg Carlin vehicles happen.
Now, who drives that show? You or him?
I think I previously was driving, but I don't know. Maybe I'll let Chris drive so I can sit back.
It's a whole ego thing. Let him drive. You'll have so much more fun.
I mean,
you know how hard you have to work when you drive? I get out of here. I'm soaking wet.
Yeah. Okay, Don. Pot, kettle,
no,
black,
listen,
much?
I won't let you drive because then we'll be doing WWE SmackDown for like 3 hours.
Holiday disrespect.
Well, no. Hold on. So you're implying that driver determines the topics. Driver doesn't determine the topic.
Oh, you know, I'm going to quit.
When Chris, when he does the show with me, always defers to me on topics and things like that.
Really?
Yeah, it's
That's
our show.
A joke, as far as
this
I'm
is
concerned.
This is big news. Usually, you know, yes goes dark when I'm not there, but they're carrying the Carlin Rosenberg beat.
Well, it's only right. I think if as long as one of the three of us are on, yes, should take it. No,
all right. Andrew's yelling at me for the holidays.
We should break.
Yeah,
we should break.
1-800-919-3776. We'll talk to the big fella in about 10 minutes, but come back with your phone calls. It's Kayla, Greco, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.